This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, the secrets of dua, supplication, and its connection with ubudiyyah, the servitude of Allah. Now, dear listeners, talking about how to increase our ubudiyyah, how to enhance our servitude of Allah. One of the secrets of doing this increasing of ubudiyyah, of course, is dua, supplication. Now, dua, of course, can be in many different forms. For example, we find that dua comes in the form of qunut, which is recited in the second rak'at, the second unit of our daily prayers, the obligatory, the wajib prayers. Other than that, it has been highly recommended to do dua, to supplicate, to pray, to invocate Allah, exalted and blessed be He, at the end of our prayers, or it has been recommended that we do dua, that we do supplications when we open our fast in the holy month of Ramadan. And there are du'as and supplications for each day of the week. For example, du'a al-Kumail, the supplication of Kumail, the companion of Imam Ali, who recorded it from Imam Ali. Peace and blessings upon him. Du'a Kumail is on Thursdays. You have a Du'a Tawassul as well, which I believe is on Tuesdays. But these du'as have been given to us by prophets, by Prophet Muhammad, by the infallible imams as well, in order to increase our servitude, our ubudiyyah to Allah. And so the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, as you finish saying your obligatory prayer, your wajib salat, engage in supplications, in du'as, and other devotional acts. These other devotional acts are also known as the ta'qibat of salat. And so Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, also says, supplication, dua, after dawn, the fajr prayers, the noon, zuhr prayers, and the sunset, maghrib prayers, will be accepted by Allah. They are mustajab, accepted. The same divinely appointed Imam also says in another place, the tasbihat, the tasbih that we read after our prayers, of Lady Fatima Zahra, qurratul ayn ar-rasul, the beauty of the eyes, the glimmer in the eyes of the Holy Prophet, Lady Zahra, his daughter, recited a tasbih, which is 34 times Allahu Akbar, God is great, 33 times Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, and 33 times Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. This tasbih, according to the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, is better in the sight of Allah than 1,000 rakahs, 1,000 cycles, units of recommended mustahab prayers. Subhanallah. This short tasbih, which amounts to a total of 100 beads. These 100 beads, 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah, this 100 beads, of course recited from the depths of the heart and the soul, is better in the sight of Allah than 1,000 rak'ahs of recommended mustahab prayers. And finally, it is interesting, but we read in a tradition that anyone who recites this tasbih of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace and blessings upon her, has observed the injunction in the Holy Quran which says, remember Allah with much remembrance.
يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifin. Please stay with me.
أنا العبد الفقير وأنا أعيش وصاحب القلق نهاري دونكم ليل.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, how agreeable for hearts are the thoughts inspiring your remembrance. How sweet traveling to you through imagination upon the roads of the unseen worlds. How pleasant the taste of your love. How delightful the drink of your nearness. So give us refuge from your casting out and you sending far, and place us among the most elect of your knowers, the most righteous of your servants, the most truthful of your obeyers, the most sincere of your worshippers. O Almighty, O Majestic, O Generous, O Endower, by your mercy and kindness, O Most Merciful of the Merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. Now, in continuation to what we were saying regarding the prayers and the du'as and supplications which we should recite, as well as this beautiful tasbih of Lady Fatima Zahra, which is better in the sight of Allah than 1,000 recommended rak'ahs. Of course, the tasbih is 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah. Now, this supplication which we were talking about and these devotional acts known as the ta'qibat of namaz truly play a very important role in increasing and enhancing and strengthening our ubudiyya, our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, of course, supplication, dua, and other devotional acts have their own merits, and likewise, so does work and the struggling to earn an honest living for oneself and for one's family. Now, what we are trying to say, and rather what Islam has said, is that these extra recommended supplications and ta'qibat, these devotional acts, which of course are highly recommended, should not be so that, well, we pray our, for example, Fajr prayers for a total of 5 minutes, and then for 5 hours, we do supplications and devotional acts while we should have gone to work 3 hours ago. Meaning, our recommended supplications, our recommended mustahab devotional acts are so. They are recommended. And these supplications and these devotional acts should not pose a hindrance to us earning a livelihood, to us earning money for our family and from the work that we must do. Now, on the other hand, we have people who not only do they not do supplications at all, they don't even raise their hands after prayer to ask Allah or thank Allah, or and matter of fact, they might not even pray, because they think that instead of supplication during its apportioned time, the recommended supplications, or even the wajib prayers, if they go to work, they will end up being more productive and successful. Now this, dear friends, is also wrong. Remember, we are not going to confuse the lines between something that is wajib, obligatory, like the prayers, which must be done, with something that is recommended, mustahab, which should be done if it can be done. Right? Now, those people that think that, oh, well, we won't supplicate and we won't do dua, we won't do ta'qibat at its apportioned time because we'll end up being more productive if we just get up and go to work. The Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, and his holy household has said, supplication after the dawn prayers, the Fajr prayers, is more effective for life and acquiring of sustenance. And so, doing a supplication in its appropriate time, in an appropriate time, will increase our sustenance.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah,
ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq
amali. IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amalina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. Ya Allah, ya Mannan, haqqiq amalina.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Sometimes a mu'min or mu'mina is dealing with a disease, long-term sickness, been dealing with this for a long time. They've gotten tired. Even the doctors have said, you're not going to make it. But as a believer, I'm supposed to keep fighting, to believe in God's promises, to keep pushing and looking. So it doesn't matter what the challenge is. It might even be something which is on the social or political issue. Let's say right now is in Bahrain. In Bahrain, what kind of a struggle are they going through? Yemen, God sees you as a champion, a giant killer. You have what it takes. Let me share one of the verses of the Quran about this. So this one is, La yukallifallahu nafsan illa wus'aha. God doesn't place a burden on any soul greater than his or her ability. God has unwavering confidence. If I've given you, God, Allah is speaking, if I've given you the test, other people might say this person should give up. There's no way they're gonna win. But God says, La yukallifallahu nafsan illa wus'aha. God doesn't put a burden on us that's greater than we can bear. We're up to the task. We're up to the task. So what is important for you and I is how God sees it. And realigning our thoughts with Quran. Realigning our thoughts with the words of Ahlul Bayt. How do they see me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you as a game changer. Your presence matters. You are important for the cause. You and I know this. In the Quran, Islam has been promised to be victorious. When is it that Islam is externally victorious? Sometimes we see that Karbala happens. and the Imam is slaughtered. His family are taken as prisoners. Other times you see that the Imam is victorious, like Imam Ali. He's able to establish Islamic government, like Rasulullah, like various Anbiya. When is it that Islam externally, because Islam is always victorious, but when is it that externally Islam is victorious? It goes back to the followers. Whenever the followers are strong, Islam is externally victorious. I'm going to share another verse of the Quran with you. Huwalladhi, God is the one. Ayyadaka, He supported you. Rasulullah, He supported you. How did He support Rasulullah? With two things. He says, binasrihi, divine help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? What else was the game changer? Presence of belief, God says. One, His divine help, but the other, people who you and I would consider ordinary. God says no. The mu'mineen, they're game changer.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.